AM 790 Talk and Business presents Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next water fire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, and hello, and happy Thursday, everybody. What a beautiful sunshiny day, and we just had an amazing Memorial Day weekend. Thank you to everybody who came out to Waterfire. It was a there is more people, I think, at this first full lighting than I've seen in my tenure at Waterfire, which is a long time, which is 12 years. But I think, you know, the good weather brought out all of our Brown graduates. A special congratulations to Miss Liz Oakley, who is now working with me at Waterfire and graduated on Saturday, and she's here. But I hope everyone had a wonderful time this weekend. You know, that weather could look ominous at points, and we seemed to survive it. But, you know, more than that, not only was last weekend big, this weekend, if you didn't see the front page of the Providence Journal, the city of Providence is going to be exploding with the Providence Fest and so much art and music and culture. And so I have my friend Stephanie Fortunato, who is the director of the Department of Art, Culture, and Tourism at Providence, and who has been working diligently on pulling together a four-day festival, right? 4 days.
Absolutely. We're kicking off tonight with a fundraiser at the Providence G.
So what time does that happen?
It's starting at 5:30 p.m.
Okay. Do we know what the ticket price is?
They start at $125, and you can get them at the door.
All right. Well, you know what? We encourage people to go down. As you know, all of our arts and everything that we do in this city, we need support. Steffi, you know that. We go after sponsors all the time trying to figure out how to put these things together, right?
Absolutely.
But yeah, so if you have if you have the opportunity, go down to that Providence G, great spot. Anyway, but so tell me, what can we expect just over the weekend? I was looking at the schedule and my eyes started to get crossed because there was like, okay, what are we going to see? So a little bit of information.
Absolutely. We are getting so excited. I can't believe it's June 2nd. We've been talking about this for so long. So we have a little bit of everything, actually. PVD Fest is really a celebration of our local artist community, of our rich cultural heritage, and just the creativity that we are so lucky to live amongst. We are kicking off tomorrow with some programming. So last year, we didn't do as much programming on the Friday night. And so this is an expanded programming. And we're going to start after work hours with the food trucks outside of City Hall.
Fun.
Very fun. We're going to have walking tours, letting people explore the festival footprint. The festival is going to take place in Kennedy Plaza and the surrounding areas, and then all the way up Washington Street.
That's quite a footprint.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We keep imagining how we're going to staff that entire space.
Well, you know,
it's good exercise.
The one thing that we have found with Waterfire, or when we do things where we've got incredible music and art, and I've always said Waterfire is the most incredible social experiment, that if you create the right environment, right, and action follows. And I think that you'll find that happening all throughout the weekend because, again, as you said, you've got music. I saw you've got City Mega, who's going to be playing.
Oh, we're so looking forward to his performance.
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah, he's been here on the show with me before.
Oh, that's great.
I just love him. But so there's that. And I know we're going to be jumping back and forth a lot here, just again, because there's so much to talk about. But so musical performances, we were talking about my dear friend Rose Weaver.
Absolutely. So we are having a procession to sort of kick things off on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. And Rose Weaver and Howard Bentray have graciously agreed to be our grand marshals for this year.
That's so cool.
Yes, that's so cool. So the procession will come down Washington Street and then end up at Kennedy Plaza at the First Works Plaza stage with a festival welcome. Mayor Lorza will actually welcome people, and there'll be a blessing by Eastern Medicine Singers, and it'll be a wonderful start to the festivities. And we have so many great performances happening that evening.
Well, I was noticing that. And that's what I was saying. I was going a little cross-eyed. I was like, there's just lists and lists of them. Now, are there different stages around the city that people can just kind of, they'll happen upon?
Yes, so we have 13 stages. So pretty much on Washington Street, we are transforming the city into really an unconventional cultural venue. So all of the parking lots, the surface parking lots on Washington Street, they'll be activated with arts programming. And so we're working with Coastway Bank. AS220 will be curating local bands on the evening on Saturday. The Dean Hotel is programming the lot next to them.
Wow.
We're activating the lot. The Department of Agriculture and Tourism has the lot next to the Projo building.
So how are people
up and down
get
the street?
Around?
Right. So this is a good question. There are going to be a number of street closures, but there are some great transportation options. So we are working closely with the Downtown Improvement District, and they will be helping us, people find parking garages and places where they can settle in for the day. There's also public transportation. RIPTA is rerouting all of the buses, and so they'll be up on Empire Street. But they're great partners in helping us make PBD Fest happen. So there's that. Uber is a sponsor of the event, so there's another option. And
Uber's great.
Yeah.
Love Uber, because they just come and pick you up and you don't have to worry about anything. So congratulations on getting into the sponsor. They will make life so much easier,
absolutely,
I think, for people.
And they are offering a promo code for first-time users.
What's the promo code? Do we know?
I will. It's PBD Fest, I believe, but I will check that.
Everybody, just so you know, again, because we're going to be giving you so much information in a short period of time here, PBDFest.com. Go. There's so much information, including the schedule and probably what people can expect, planning for the visit, exactly what you were just talking about, how to make life kind of easier on everybody.
Yep.
But so we've got tomorrow, or tonight's kickoff, Providence tomorrow, starting what time did you say?
After work, so around 5 p.m., and then there'll be a series of walking tours so you can get out and explore, and then the WBRU concert series that the city helps support is kicking off our summer season at 7 p.m. in the Alex Anani Center.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep.
So now is the Alex Anani Center going to be utilized a lot over the weekend?
Absolutely. That's one of our stages. So, and we have some great performers who are going to be there. There are performers coming from Haiti. There's an amazing group called the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, which had the same arrangers as the Buena Vista Social Club, which is so exciting.
Wow.
Rocco Duane is coming, and he's a great reggae star. We have Salsa Higuetas is going to be performing, Plena Libre from Puerto Rico. So there are people coming from all over. And then there are our local creatives that we're going to be able to present as well. Chachi Carvalho is performing.
He's incredible.
He
just performed at the Met School fire that we did right beforehand, and I'm like, who is this guy? He's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're really excited to have him on the stage. Big Nazo's Intergalactics performance is going to be happening. They're going to participate in the parade as well. So many things to look forward to.
And lots of stuff for families, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have some great partners on this event. So we are working closely with FirstWorks, our creative founding partners, and they're bringing many of the international acts to Providence for this. We're also working with the Downtown Providence Parks Conservancy, and they'll be working on presenting some family programming in Burnside Park. So great things to do during the day. We're starting at noon, so you can come on down with your family and you'll find lots of things to do.
And then you can drop the kids back off at the babysitter and come back out at
That's
night.
That's what I keep telling people. It would be my plan if I wasn't working.
Yeah, but you're going to have to be working the whole time.
That's right.
So this is the one thing that I saw. You need to tell me about this. What is this thing about dinosaurs?
Yes.
So
what is that? We have Close Act Theater from the Netherlands, and they are coming with 14-foot dinosaurs, sauruses, that will be pursuing some street theater. So they'll be out on Saturday night. And then White Wings, another part of the Close Act Theater group, will be leading a walking tour on Friday night. So that's another really exciting thing that you might want to check out.
All right. We know that you're you're going to be working, but I know that you're going to try to find your way to a couple of different venues that you know, this is your baby, essentially.
Yes.
So what is it that you're most looking forward to seeing?
Well, tomorrow night we're working with Providence Implantations, which used to be Providence Biennial, and they're doing a site-specific installation on Grants Block. They have the Providence Design Collective Neuhaus doing a sort of architectural installation, and then they're showing films about the built environment and the city, and I'm really excited for that installation. We do have great visual arts, which I haven't even talked about, and I'm excited to see those on Saturday as well. We have about a dozen temporary public art projects that we've been able to commission throughout the festival footprint, everything from temporary murals to sculpture.
I heard about the murals. I think the word's been out that there's going to be some incredible murals. Now, again, where do we find them, or do we happen upon them?
So pbdfest.com is the best place to find all the information about the festival. You'll find the event schedule, and that's where you can find the most up-to-date listings. Information about all of the artists is available at that site. As I said, the FAQ about how do you get there and how do you navigate it. There's information about the food trucks. We're working with Food Trucks Inn, and we're really excited to partner with them. And Providence Flea is bringing 70 merchants to PBD Fest on Saturday, so we're really excited to partner with them as well.
And highlighting just all the different wonderful things that we have here in Providence. And I'm so impressed with what you've been able to do by bringing together these international groups. That's a feat within itself, and to do the outreach and to bring in that. And as I know you said, a big thank you to FirstWorks.
Absolutely, yeah. They are an incredible partner in this. They say sometimes festival is in their DNA, and I think working with them, that's really clear. But I think that's part of the magic of PBD Fest, is really bringing together the global and showcasing the local. And many of our local artists who are participating, you know, they don't get that many chances to perform here because they're performing all over the country. And so this is a great opportunity to be able to have that here in our hometown.
So is it hard to get everybody scheduled together and say, all right, we need you here starting June 2nd and lasting through the weekend?
Have you ever played Tetris? This is what I think.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yes.
You know? And I think it reminds me a little bit of Water Fire.
A little bit,
just
yes.
A tiny bit. But is there anything else that you think that we should let our listeners know? Steph, before, I know that we've got to get you back to Providence.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we know that about that traffic. So, you know, is anything else you'd like to kind of put out there?
I just want to invite everyone to come on down to PBD Fest starting Friday night after work and Saturday all throughout the day. We've got some great participating venues on Sunday. It's going to be a great weekend. The arts event is something that always brings people together, and the vibrancy is palpable. I've actually heard Mayor Lorzer say the vibrancy of PBD Fest is infectious, and I actually really like that idea, that there's something that, you know, you want to be part of. So anyway, come on down, pbdfest.com, for more information.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Thank you for putting together this amazing festival. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm so happy I don't have a water fire this weekend because I'm coming down to enjoy.
Please do, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and come back anytime when you've got news about other great things happening in this city, because I know that you put almost all of them together. So thank you very much.
Good
You've
team.
Been talking to Stephanie Fortunato, and we are talking about the PBD Fest. It's happening starting tonight and going all through the weekend, and that weather is going to be beautiful. And yeah, you'd really be missing something if you didn't stop down to our beautiful city of Providence. You've been listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. My name is Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and when I come back, I'm going to introduce you to two fabulous ladies who are doing another event next weekend.